This week, it's the Scrap Heap Challenge Grand Finale. We take to the tracks for the ride of a lifetime. Welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge, where we dream up weird and wonderful contraptions that our two teams of tech heads have to build out of all this junk in just one day. And this week, it's the big one. We're talking the Ultimate Scrap Heap Challenge Final of Finals.
This week, the winners of Scrap Heap Challenge 2000 meet the 1999 champions. But only one team will walk away with our special Champion of Champions trophy.
The challenge is to build a dragster to carry one lucky team member as fast as possible. The course is a straight eighth of a mile, and the teams will have three head-to-head races to prove their mettle. Whoever goes the fastest wins.
First up are the winners of this year's Scrap Heap Challenge competition, the Brothers in Arms. This burly trio of British Army officers bodged their way through to the quarterfinals with their bridging machine. In the semis, their giant mower slashed through a field of spring wheat. And in the final, their firefighting ship had to extinguish a blaze as fierce as the opposition. But they emerged triumphant to claim the Scrap Heap trophy and a place in today's grand finale.
To help Colonel Dick Strawbridge and his two baby brothers this week, we've dragged up Andy Robinson, one of the world's top dragster racers. He's hand-built his own car and raced it to speeds of 229 miles an hour.
Taking on the brothers are the motorcycle-crazy megalomaniacs, champions of the previous year's Scrap Heap competition. Despite a singed sail, our burly bikers cruised through their first round on a land yacht. In their semi-final, they plumbed the depths of engineering ingenuity to haul a soggy saloon out of a lake. And in the 1999 final, their jumping jeep marched them to victory and that precious Scrap Heap Challenge trophy.
To keep the Megs on track, we have a world champion, drag bike racer Brian Johnson. His 18-foot, two-wheeled monster clocks a heart-stopping 234 miles an hour in just 6.1 seconds. This week, nothing separates the experts except the skill and daring of their teams.
Megalomaniacs, brothers in arms, I challenge you to speed where no scrapper has ever sped before. I demand from you a dragster racing machine. Only the fastest past the finishing line will be crowned the ultimate Scrap Heap King of Kings. Okay, now you have just 10 hours from when Kathy drops the magic ball to build me the fastest, speediest machine the heap has ever seen. Okay, wait for it, wait for it.
Both teams are burning rubber, and they haven't even started to build yet.
Right.
I think we're going to be going for just sheer brute force in this one, are we?
Big engines.
Big engines?
Lightweight.
Well, okay, right. Draw a picture of a dragster.
Okay.
The brothers in arms get a quick steer from expert Andy Robinson.
What are we talking about?
Jaws.
This is dragster stuff. Yeah. We've seen it on the telly. That's a big one of those silver things. That,
which way
is
forward?
That's forward. Front.
Start from the top.
Okay. Engine. Big. Eight cylinders.
That is big.
Okay.
That's big. Okay.
Well. That's the biggest we can find.
Gearbox. And with a beefy engine, they need big back wheels.
Well, maybe what we do is use dual rear wheel. It increases our surface area for tyres.
What sort of a gearbox?
Seven automatic gearbox.
Is that best?
It'd be easier.
The brothers plan to bodge together a dragster with a beefy V8 engine and automatic gearbox, which should be simpler to fit than a manual gear change. They'll pinch the front and rear axles from an old motor, but to keep the weight down, they'll build their own chassis. To make it safe for the driver, they'll also have to build a protective roll cage.
Because this challenge is so dangerous, building a bike is banned. Meg's expert, Brian Johnson, suggests the next best option.
A trike, a basic trike. And what sort of power plant?
Well, we're going to have to...
Bike engine.
We're going to have a bike engine.
It'd be the best, yeah. Because they're quite light.
Yeah.
And weight is a prime concern for us. If we can find something in the way of steering gear, again, ideally motorcycle front end.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be great because that would be quite easy to fit together.
Yeah.
Or basically easy.
What about wheels? Back wheels?
I think we might be slightly better off with a couple of car tyres.
Okay.
What sort of diameter? I mean, like mini wheels or...
Mini or a Metro or something like that.
Axle. A car axle is going to be way too heavy.
Yeah,
so we're just
going to
use...
I think we can't...
So the heavyweight bikers are going for the lightweight option.
For their super light trike, the Megs plan to take the front end of a motorbike with a working engine and chop off the back. Their rear wheels will come from a car, but to keep the weight down, they'll make their back axle from scratch. They'll cannibalise the chain and rear sprocket from the bike, fix them to a piece of metal tubing, and mount that on bearings in a bespoke back chassis. It's a delicate build, unlike the team.
We don't expect our boy racers to reach these kinds of speeds, but they will have to apply the same safety standards. Helmets, harnesses and roll cages must all be used, just in case. On this occasion, the driver walked away unharmed.
Where you go, lads? Enjoy! Where you go?
And our scraptastic scavengers are off to get their greasy mitts on a working motor. The Megs want a lightweight bike engine. The brothers are after a massive V8 with automatic gearbox. Junior officers David and Bobby are under strict orders from elder brother Colonel Dick to find the beefiest engine.
Richard, it's David.
Sam, Paul. They're in with stuff already.
I've got a possible engine. Looks big. I don't know the size of it.
Big's good. Is it an automatic?
I'm not too sure. It's not an obvious manual.
Roger, David, if you think it, have a quick look. If we believe it's got all the electronics, etc. around it, yeah? Get Bobby to give you a hand out, actually stick it on the back of the trailer and we'll have a good look at it in here.
Roger that. Bob, give us a hand.
Must get the
quick on the case, isn't he?
What?
Doesn't hang about.
Yeah, no,
so what's our strategy over here?
Is he prettier? Look at that for a drawing. That has
that
got to be.
That is artistry, isn't
you
it?
You said dragster. No, look, just look at that. Unfortunately, our real...
Little brother's having his say.
Top side, excuse me, Cathy. This is the least I can do, look after you, yeah?
With the dragster, what's the basic strategy? What makes it go fast quickly?
Lightweight and big engine.
Right.
That's the real basic, so it's power to weight ratio.
Power to weight.
Right, yeah. So as much power as possible and as little weight as possible.
Okay. This V8 engine should have plenty of oomph, even if it is a touch on the heavy side. It comes complete with an automatic gearbox, which is good news for the brothers. With no clutch pedal to worry about, it's simpler to fit.
Nothing.
Yeah, man, what you got?
It's a complete bike, CB350. The front end's good, the engine's good.
Did he say complete bike?
He said complete bike.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent.
Right. Oh, whoa, whoa.
It's the Messiah.
Right,
help me, Messiah. I am cursed by this bald spot.
So you're going for just a motorbike engine?
Yeah.
That's going to be
something.
Yeah,
right. The power to weight ratio on a bike engine far outweighs car.
Yeah.
It's very good, yeah.
Far outweighs car.
So, I mean, are you all going to have a go, do you think? Or?
No.
There's no particular reasoning behind that decision, though?
I may look silly, but I'm not. No, Darren.
Right.
As a hobby, is a drag racer.
Right. So he knows how to do it.
He knows his onions.
The last time Daz rode a trike was when he was still wearing nappies, but he's been drag racing bikes for years. In fact, he's currently second in the UK's Street Fighters class. Hang on to your pants, mate!
Mind you,
in the brothers' camp, it's time for car expert Andy to give their V8 the once-over. With his nose!
It's big.
Did you see
it's
that?
Big. Did you see this?
Did you see that? Do that again, please. Do that again. The boys are going to learn. Do that again quickly. That was good. Watch this. Casually, he did that.
Wine connoisseur.
Can I just say it's not a bad one?
Apparently, if it whiffs of toast, it's kosher. But if it pongs of charcoal, it's knackered. The connoisseur of Castrol declares it's vintage.
You can?
Yes.
What? It smells like my wife's horse
lightning. Little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
So you're happy with this engine?
Yep.
Right.
Well, let's have a look.
Excellent.
It's also the moment of motoring truth for the Megs.
It runs.
Somebody on a motorbike.
That's a bit too easy.
Well, that's a first for Scrappy. The Megs seem delighted with their pint-sized power plant, despite the fact that it's only a tenth the size of the brothers' V8 engine. With the front end sorted, it's straight back out to find those vital bits for the back end.
So what is their plan?
It's a three-wheeled motorbike at the front and two wheels on a solid axle that they're going to weld the axle to the middle of the wheel. Right in the middle so it doesn't wibble-wobble. All those horrible things that break off and, you know, oh, God.
So is that the bike they're actually using?
Yeah, they're going to use the front of that.
And how big's the engine in that?
350 cubic centimetres.
But that does sound quite sleek and lightweight.
Yes.
Whereas the Brothers
going for big.
Are huge. I mean, that's the engine they're using. Right. I haven't got the full spec.
Well, I'd like
quite
the full
as
spec.
Nice as you, but it's an 8-cylinder Rover engine.
Right. A V8.
It is a V8.
A V8.
And it's automatic.
Which does something to men. Did you know the whole V8 thing? We discussed it before.
The sound thing.
I know.
When that starts up. Can you do the sound thing?
And that
it
does
it
something.
For you.
I don't know what it does. Yeah. It does something.
2 hours into the challenge, and our scrap happy teams are turning the heat upside down.
To judge their performance this week, we've invited along motor engineer extraordinaire Neil Davis.
Hi, Robert. Nice to see you.
Neil's built every kind of motor you can imagine: jet-powered tractors, remote-controlled steam engines, and of course, dragsters. He's also a scrap heap veteran, having judged our noisiest challenge, power pullers, the slowest challenge, walking machines, and now the fastest and most dangerous challenge we've ever set.
From where I'm sitting, it's pretty obvious that the Brothers in Arms are going to win. They've got a huge engine, much more powerful, and they've got a little motorbike engine, the Megs. It just seems totally unfair. It doesn't look like a race.
Yes, it's not as simple as that. The power-to-weight ratio is what comes into play here.
Sounds very complicated.
It is complicated subject, right. But simply put, if we double the weight, we need four times the power. It goes up with a square.
Right.
This engine over here that the Brothers have got produces about 160 horsepower, and that's about four times the power which the Megalomaniac's engine will produce, of around 40 horsepower.
Right.
So if that engine is going twice the weight at the moment, we're in the ballpark.
I see. So they're about even.
Yeah.
If we compare the power-to-weight ratios of the two machines, the Brothers' engine weighs twice as much as the Meg's, but it's four times as powerful, so the two are evenly matched. But the Brothers must make sure their finished car doesn't weigh more than twice that of the trike, otherwise the car's power-to-weight ratio will dip below that of the Meg's machine.
Whilst the weight-conscious Meg's shed unwanted pounds from their bike, the Brothers in Arms are piling it on. They've picked the chunkiest vehicle on the heap, Postman Pat's van, to pinch the front and rear axles from. Dick reckons it's a first-class delivery.
What do you mean you don't like it?
Kev's still out at Weight Watchers, where he's picked up these dinky little mini wheels.
While back indoors, drag racer Daz shows off his latest find, the perfect pole for the Meg's homemade axle. It's straight, strong, and super lightweight.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Unlike this one that the Brothers have pinched off a post van.
It's that axle now.
Megalomaniac scavenger Kev is still on the scrounge, this time looking for tip-top bearings for their homespun rear axle.
Yes, mate.
You know them bearings you wanted?
Yeah. Yeah, free-floating ones.
Yeah,
we've got two so far.
A bearing is basically two collars with a layer of ball bearings in between. The Meg's trike axle will sit inside the inner collar, supported by the bearing, which allows it to spin. The Meg's need four, one at each end and two in the middle, to keep the axle perfectly straight.
There's your bearings.
Oh, well.
Beauty.
Excellent.
How
well,
many?
Try it on the Shark.
These two at the minute, I'm sure.
The question is, will they fit on their super light axle?
They fit?
Yep.
Thank you, Mel.
In the army camp, the boys have got their rear axle, but will it fit onto their V8 engine and gearbox?
Well, they look the same, Dick.
So the two flanges go together?
I think they will do. I'll tell you what, I reckon we can roll out into that.
Like professional dragsters, the Brothers will mount their engine at the back of their chassis and sit Dick on top of it. This will keep most of their weight over the rear wheels for better grip and a super-fast getaway.
What do you think?
Dick's making sure the joint connecting the engine and axle is as strong as possible, because this time tomorrow, he'll be sitting on top of it. It'll be spinning at 80 revs per second, and the slightest wobble could reduce Colonel Dick to private nothing.
Oh, hang on.
It's looking good.
It's looking big, isn't it?
You've done some handiwork around this part.
I tell you.
Just a little bit.
Is this your man here?
Well, we smelt it and said, we can do this. And that was good for me. Hey?
You haven't had it running yet, have you?
No.
Right.
Well, we've done the smell test. What is the problem?
It smells good, but it's still got to make that noise, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it will do. That bit there was the bit that always caused me the most concern right from the very beginning.
Yeah, so you always said that was going to be your big job.
And
but
it's there.
And is this, and that's the right, I mean, you wanted your engine this distance away from the back axle, did you? Was that always the scheme?
The most we could have done is go to 3 inches.
Yeah, that's as close as I can get it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Because you're looking to have this as far back as you can, basically, aren't
you? Driver sits around here, so we've got quite a lot of weight towards the back of the vehicle.
You've got quite a lot of weight everywhere, haven't you?
And?
Well,
so come on, Cathy, say something.
Don't beat
about the bush, say something. Part of weight ratio is heavy.
Very fundamentally, it's going to weigh about as much as a normal car, and you've got a normal car engine, so what's going to make it be able
it'll be
to go
lighter,
better? Than
lighter than a normal car.
Will it?
Oh, yeah.
How much do you reckon it'll weigh in at?
Yeah, yeah, well done. It's going to weigh the same as a car. This is going to be the two sets of, a set of wheels, a set of wheels and an engine.
This is it.
And there's no
not
more.
Much more.
You don't like it when I pick on you, do you?
Yeah, well, no, not at all, but I just think you're flawed in your logic. Sorry, madam, I think that you should readdress that.
So if you fail on the case of having too much weight, then you'll...
You can't do anything.
I love the idea.
While Dick blithely dismisses the brother's weight problem, the Meg's expert Brian puts the trike on a crash diet. While the rest of the team start to work on their lightweight back axle.
Yeah.
Happy days?
Yeah. What do you think about the builds that they're doing at the moment then? We've got a six wheels with the brothers in arms, six wheel.
Yeah, they've got a big axle. They need an axle that's strong enough to transmit 160 horsepower. They're using double tyre axle, which maybe their idea is to get good grip, which of course is important. But of course, they've got a lot of weight here already.
Yeah.
And so they're going to need that 160 horsepower. So the brothers are fighting weight already.
Yeah.
Oh, you're practically finished over here.
Sneaking up on people like that.
I thought you were completely unjumpable, Nosh. It's lightweight. Hmm? Playing against type over here.
Yeah. Did you say goodbye?
Say goodbye?
To the other team.
To the other team.
You're playing this pretty heavy, aren't you? The old cash in the opposition.
It won't be plain sailing, but we're going to win in the end.
You reckon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, Daz, you've been going a bit soft lately, haven't you? You've been having babies and things like that.
Yeah.
I left it late.
A mini megalomaniac.
Yeah. Stellapod.
Yeah.
Stella?
Little Stella. Yeah.
Is that her name?
After the beer.
Classy. What sort of girl is she going to grow up to be?
Oh, lovely.
Beer drinker. Drag racer. It's gone very quiet over there, you notice that?
There's a lot of cockiness around here, isn't there?
Teams, you have 6 hours construction time remaining.
Thank you.
So there we got something that looks as if it could be the start of a dragster.
All right.
The brothers in arms are building a six-wheeled monster, but team captain Dick still needs a strong and lightweight chassis to hold their hefty V8 engine. Taking on the brothers are the megalomaniacs, who are building a superlight trike with a street bike for the front end and a back axle they're making from scratch.
The brothers have unearthed what looks like part of their bridging machine from a previous challenge. Will this lump of pig iron really make the perfect dragster chassis?
Right. Okay.
Right, that's actually very substantial.
Let's lose all the X's in the middle here.
Right.
Right, hold on.
But there's going to be a bit of torsion, though.
Let's just stop for a second.
The brothers in arms. Or the brothers in tons, maybe we should read that. It just every time they bring anything in.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm almost speechless at the moment.
Our judge Neil isn't the only one worried about the brothers' heavy load. Even team captain Dick is becoming self-conscious about his weight.
There's a section in there. The weight is the issue. We're not using it, right? That's the decision made, right? Therefore, what we do is we want strength and lesser weight.
Yeah, that's much heavier than I thought, you know.
Okay, all right, well,
no problem.
3x2 or 4x2, whatever that is.
How long do you want it?
As long as you can get it.
With just 4 hours to go, the army boys are back to square one.
I was hoping to save a lot of time.
Meanwhile, the maestros of metalwork have trimmed up the front end of their trike. It's now time to craft the back half, starting with the chain drive.
No problem there. All we're going to do now is make sure that the mounting of our rear sprocket is sufficient to stand the pace.
Yeah.
The sprocket needs to be in the middle of the axle and dead straight. Otherwise, when the axle spins, they'll have a wobbly cog, a busted chain, and no trophy.
So Dr. Nosh, surgeon of steel, sculpts a mounting plate to hold the precious sprocket dead center. This is brain surgery for bikers. When they fix the sprocket to the axle, it mustn't wobble sideways as the axle spins around.
This is our pretend axle.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to put three small tubes around the outside of that.
Right.
Okay. Just weld it on. Just tacked on, I should say. And that'll hold it square. Then we grind these welds off, or chisel them off, or whatever.
Right.
Then we can take that off there. And then when we put it onto there, we know it's going on dead square.
Eyes down for full house. Skinny wallet up.
The peg should hold the sprocket straight when they graft it onto the axle.
Well done!
Well done!
Yeah, baby! Are we the kiddies?
Are we good or
are we
what?
The kiddies or what?
That's it. All hands are on. That's going to be sort of fiddling with it.
That's so much lighter, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I don't think we lose a lot in strength.
There's a change of tactics on the other side of the wall. The brothers have ditched the fourth bridge in favour of a far lighter framework for their chassis.
Yeah, I'll take an extra.
Dan! You alright?
Yo!
How you getting on?
Nosh has even got time to interrogate the opposition. The colonel seems unable to resist leaking military secrets.
It's slightly squatter and dumpier than we expected.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, Andy started off drawing this long, sleek dragster thing on the board.
Yeah?
Then when we start putting our things together, it doesn't look like that.
But Dick's desperate to know which of the Megs is driving.
Are you doing one person doing three or all three of you having a go?
Dick knows nothing about Daz's track record.
Yeah.
I'd sooner put Daz in the driving seat.
Yeah?
Vast experience.
Has he? He's done the sort of thing?
Yeah.
Really?
He's running second in the Street Fighters Championship.
Are you really, mate? I won't tell the boys.
But it's worse for Dick.
It's a 2.4 litre.
Because he's the one driving for the brothers tomorrow.
5 seconds. 5 seconds, please. Come on. What? Just turn around.
Little brother Bobby measures big brother Dick up for his protective roll cage.
Yep, so I can squeeze into 18 inches, Bob.
If Dick's nervous, he's not showing it.
So, Neil, I know it's unfair to ask you at this stage who your money's on, but I have to do it, because in the first series and the second series, you when I asked you the same question, both times you got it wrong.
Yeah, it's a bit worrying, isn't
so
it?
So who's your money on this time?
My money's on the megalomaniacs, because they are very conscious of the weight,
right,
and they are building light, and I can see that. And the brother's machine is it's looking heavy. Yeah. That's a very, very big rear axle.
Yeah.
They've also got an automatic gearbox.
Right.
And we've spoken about automatic gearboxes in the past.
Yeah. And we've seen them burn out and explode.
Yes.
So the Megs have it at the moment.
In my book, at the moment. But of course, I might change my mind.
Well, it's not a good sign for the Megs. I won't tell the Megs.
Back at the sprocket clinic, there's a bit of an emergency. The Megs have welded both wheels to their axle before fitting the sprocket and chain in the middle. They've whipped off one wheel to get the sprocket on, but to get the chain on requires major surgery.
We're going to have to move the axle or move the bike.
Can't move the bike.
Yeah, well, let's move the axle then. And start again.
Yeah.
So the entire back axle assembly has to be taken apart.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours construction time remaining, teams.
No problem.
Thank you.
Did you hear that, Kev? 3 hours.
With the sprocket now square on the axle, on goes the chain. Now they have to make sure their back axle is exactly at right angles to the front half of the bike. Otherwise, the whole thing will go round in circles. It's all very precise and very un-Meg-like.
They look very glamorous, the Megs, don't they? But they're all so suave, and they've all gone finessey. Almost like the nerds, the way they're talking about. They're almost going to do maths. I think they have actually mentioned calculators.
Really? Yeah. Oh, something terrible must have happened in the last year.
I think they've been to the special Swiss scrap heap finesse school, which we didn't know about. It's there that engineers go and clean their nails.
It's in Switzerland.
It's in Switzerland, and they learn to walk with engines on their heads.
Our machines are not expected to crash, but the teams must build them as if they might. So drag racer Daz is tailoring wheelie bars for the Meg's tribe. If Daz accelerates too fast off the start line because the trike's so light, the front end could lift and flip over backwards. The wheelie bars will stick out 6 feet behind the rear axle to stop this happening.
The brothers are also working on safety features, including a roll bar cage for Dick.
Who shrunk the chassis?
In fact, it's growing, not shrinking, as they weld on their mounts for their beefy V8 engine.
You would be confident, if we measured all your distances and your symmetry, you wouldn't have a worry in the world, would you?
Nope.
Got a tape measure?
Yeah.
Go on.
Time for the scrap heap scrutineers to check out whether the Meg's meticulous measurements are up to scratch.
We have a non-believer.
No, no.
We have a non-believer.
No, no. A humanitarian scrutineer, I think, isn't it?
I should be very careful because those welds are hot.
Oh, they're still hot.
Actually,
you do that.
Oh. He's so butch, isn't he?
You do the screen.
55 centimetres. If it's not exactly 55 on the other side, they'll be going round in circles.
Are we an inch?
55 on that side, and we go right on the middle of that pillar. Oh, there.
55, that is so precise.
So, did you expect anything else?
Yeah. Well, actually, go on, yes. There we
go. I kissed the hand of Nosh.
The Meg's made-to-measure axle is aligned with millimetric precision. Nosher, high priest of welding, prepares to offer up their rear-wheel sacrament on the high altar of engineering.
Oh, I don't believe it. Look at that.
Oh, no.
That's lovely.
You couldn't ask for that to be any truer.
I mean, you're never going to get it perfect.
No.
You're just not going to get it perfect.
As long as it's good.
But my God, that is good.
They've done it. They've got both wheels on there, the Megs. Now, what about the actual size of the wheels? I mean, they seem quite small. I mean, they're not terribly big. I also think of dragsters as having enormous rear wheels.
Well, yeah, I mean, big dragsters have big wheels because they're looking for very, very high top speeds, and there is a limit to how fast you can spin a small wheel without it exploding. But this particular dragster is being built for an eighth of a mile, fairly short distance. They know they're not going to attain massive top speed, so they're looking for the acceleration. Small wheel, much more efficient for the acceleration. It can be turned faster, which means it takes less effort to turn it because the gearing is better. Engine can be more efficient.
The Meg's back wheels are small, so they'll be easier for their little bike engine to turn than big ones, and that will give them better acceleration. But for each revolution, a small wheel doesn't travel as far as a big one, so the Meg's top speed may well be reduced. The brothers, on the other hand, have a beefier engine and bigger back wheels, so their dragster may be slower off the start line than the Meg's, but should eventually reach a higher top speed.
It's exciting, Bobby. You're responsible for the steering.
The brothers' steering is coming together, which is more than can be said for their engine.
So how far away are we from actually running this beast?
I reckon it's probably going to be, after the bracing, about another half an hour, 3/4 of an hour.
Oh, right. Yeah. Before we hear V8 pleasure.
I'm
make sure you tell Robert, because he'll be very excited.
I'll give you a call.
I know.
Give me a call. We had this little conversation. It's a real boy thing, isn't it? It's fun.
Boy,
do you like
now?
It? You like this? They're just...
When you run it up, I'm going to try and come
have
in and feel pattern for a V8.
You will do, actually. It is just powerful. It's nice.
Before the brothers turn their hand to turning over the motor, they plan to bodge the rest of their monster machine together. David bolts in Big Brother's hot seat.
Thank you.
Whilst Bobby grapples with the steering. And Dick checks out the controls.
That there is great, because it's going to be one hand. I'm going to brake here.
Oh, I'll put the brake on that side then.
Yeah, we'll put the brake on this side. Yeah,
right. So we can do whatever you want. Yeah, no problem.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour's construction time remaining, teams.
Before we actually start again.
Okay, cheers, mate.
With just 60 bodging minutes left, the brothers really need to start that beefy engine. It may have passed expert Andy's smell test, but it still has to make that noise.
Come on. Come on, big girl.
Stop.
Robert, I'll give you a call in a couple of minutes.
And then it'll be really...
It'll be going.
The pressure's on for the brothers. Battery, spark plugs, carburettor. They're checking every bit of the system to try and bring that lumpy old motor to life.
The Megs are also up against the scrap heap clock. They've spent 9 hours finessing the back end of their trike. They've got less than 1 hour to build the rest of it.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. There's a slightly un-Meg-like I won't call it anxiety because I know you don't do anxiety, but not, it's all a bit kind of slightly worried seeming in here.
Not worried, no, just busy.
Just moving from foot to foot.
Yeah.
What bit are you not worried about?
We're not worried about what we've done, everything else.
So you're a bit anxious about time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say no more. Yeah. Say no more. On you go. On you go. It's a bit like an operating theatre in here right now. The megalomaniacs not quite as cocky as they were.
The Megs have 1 hour to fix the seat, weld together a roll cage, attach the driver's four-point safety harness and sort out some brakes. Without these safety features, they won't be allowed to go racing.
This is rushing.
You reckon it's going to go now?
It's going to go.
Oh, beautiful.
Been a problem, obviously, because it's been sitting out for quite a long time. Yeah. The lack of fuel.
Right.
Check this, the spark's good and all the rest of it. Literally the lack of fuel. So, very unsubtly, lots of fuel.
Kathy, come and see this.
Who's pulling the throttle? Who's going to pull the throttle?
The gearbox.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I see it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah!
Now that's what I call V8 pleasure.
I have a runner.
I say, could you chaps keep the noise down?
Right, Tom.
Okay. Your 30-minute call, teams. 30 minutes left construction time. Thank you.
You all right with that?
What's Bobby's cutting over there?
Right, try and get that if you can.
Teams, you have 5 minutes remaining. 5 whole minutes. 5 whole minutes remaining, teams. Thank you.
I know you don't.
Seven,
six, five, four, three, two.
No, 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 not yet. Okay, teams, that's it.
Damn your tool.
Damn your tool. Tomorrow, you will test your machines on the ultimate challenge of challenges, the ultimate hero of heroes, the gladiator of gladiatorial amazing combats, where you will be battling for this, the ultimate challenge, ultimate winner of winners trophy for Scrap Heap Challenge ever, ever. And you can keep it forever and ever and ever if you win it forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much, teams. Well done.
Welcome to Avon Park Raceway, one of the country's top drag racing tracks and the setting for our Scrap Heap Challenge Final of Finals. World records have been set here by some of the greatest drag racers ever. Both our experts have celebrated victory at Avon Park. But today, only one will walk away with the prize.
Our budding boy racers will compete in a head-to-head race from a standing start over an eighth of a mile course. They'll have a total of 3 runs, and the fastest overall time will be the winner.
For this very special Champion of Champions Scrap Heap Challenge, we've invited teams and experts from all 3 past series to come and watch our 2 teams in action. Before our teams are allowed to go racing, we've made them adapt their roll bars and safety harnesses so that they meet drag racing's safety standards.
Are you completely ready? Have you finished all the tweaks and...
Yeah, just a couple of little bits and pieces which just... left to sort out, and that's it. Yeah, we're happy. Right. We're happy.
Ready to roll.
Yeah.
And Daz?
Yeah.
How's the old ticker?
Fine.
Let's just test the pulse, shall we? Well.
You won't find one, it's that slow.
Boom. Boom.
Are you feeling nervous?
He is so, stoic.
I'm just ready. I just want to get on and do it.
What does it actually feel like, I mean, from the moment that the light goes green?
Well, for me, I'm at the halfway point in 4 seconds, and I'm doing 200 miles an hour or thereabouts. It's that good, it's scary.
Yeah.
But it's nicely scary, you know? And when you get off at the other end, if it has been a good run, and you can feel good runs versus bad runs, it's just totally euphoric. You know, there's enough adrenaline there to keep you going for a month.
They're frighteningly confident over there.
Are they?
Are we frighteningly confident over here?
What is this about a parade before a fall?
Ah, there's that. So are you feeling at all nervous?
I'm not actually at the moment.
Aren't you?
No, but because I'm not sitting in it.
He will
do
be
you think you will? I mean, when you're there on the start line.
Actually, I've got to tell you, I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Because sitting there, because when you're saying about put your foot to the floor, that's literally, I haven't got an awful lot of thinking to do. I've got to remember to pull and push.
What about when you crash?
How about when you crash? That's a really nice thing. Let's talk about that. Come on.
No, but you had a bit of a spectacular one, didn't you? What did it feel like?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Starline reactions almost identical here. And Nick Davis fighting for control. And there's that wing. The wing is off. Oh, my God, look at this. The car is over. It seems to have stopped, but then it's rolling again. Gus Robinson rolling and rolling and rolling. There's nothing left of that car.
Wow. Was it actually on this course?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Yeah, oh, it was so happy memories.
The board down there, went through the boards, 210 miles an hour, and then my rear wing came off, and the car went on its roof. Walked away from it with two black eyes, the roll cage was safe, everything was good.
And you're confident just about this roll cage?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
It would not be fair to let Dick drive this car.
We couldn't drive it without it.
Team's
going to have your attention, please. Your tinkering time is over. Can you please make your way to the start line for the start of round one?
In the brothers' pits, expert Andy helps Dick buckle up, whilst the Megs wheel drag biker Daz to the start line.
Who's your money on now? Right, we're up against the clock.
Well, we're really up against it, and I really don't want to put the markers on somebody here, but basically, on spec, Megalomaniacs, I think, will take it, but the two machines, quite evenly matched until we get them on the track.
Yes, then we'll see.
Like professional drag racing, the start of our race will be controlled by a giant traffic light, the so-called Christmas tree. Precision timers will measure our team's speed from the moment they cross the start line to the split second they reach the eighth mile. But this race is not about getting there first. It's about travelling from start to finish in the shortest possible time.
And what they've got to do is they've got to get staged now. They'll try and get staged very quickly. You know, right. In drag racing, staging is a tactical thing.
Right.
If one team thinks the other car's got a problem with overheating on the line, right, then they'll deliberately stage slowly to try and make him blow up. Both staged, here we go. Now we'll get the count. There we go, yellow, greens. Yeah, it looks like the brothers in arms. Something went on the line.
Something didn't go.
It came off the line.
Oh.
Jumped.
The Meg's
stalled.
Run was absolute picture perfect, wasn't it?
Look, there's his speed. Look, 11.2 seconds for the eighth. 61.56 mile an hour in an 8 mile. That's creditable for a scrap machine. Absolutely superb.
But not for the brothers. The V8 engine is fine, but it's looking very ugly for their automatic gearbox.
What's up?
Well, we just got no drive. We have a dead gearbox, I think.
Everything else is fine.
That's pretty pants.
The automatic gearbox, which was so simple to build into the car, looks like it's cost them the competition.
Don't tell me, guys. Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.
Gearbox set.
No.
Yeah.
Completely gone?
We've only got reverse, which is the wrong way.
The brothers' only working gear goes backwards. It's the colonel's darkest hour. But Dick, being Dick, can't bear to quit.
You're pretty good at reversing, aren't you, Dick?
Yeah. We'll do a run anyway in reverse.
They only have one gear, and that's the one they're using.
Can I just ask whether in all your 30, 40 years of dragster racing...
I've never seen it go reverse. No, never. Not ever. No, this is definitely
something
new. I
think we might have invented a new sport here.
Yeah.
The history of world drag racing is turned on its head with the first ever reverse thrust run.
It's going very well. Very smooth, very smooth. He's going to get quite a good time.
Hang about, let's see, there's the 8 ball coming up. And 19.7.
19.7, that's not bad.
30 miles an hour?
You're doing 30
miles.
Not bad, eh, no?
I would not do that. No, he's not very matey.
Dick's reverse run of 19.7 seconds is nowhere near the Meg's 11.2, The crowds loved it, but the opposition didn't.
It's a real shame. We want some competition.
We want a race. We want a race.
If Dick's going to beat Daz's time of 11.2 seconds on that first run, he's going to need a miracle. Somewhere out there, the god of speed has sent a messenger. And in the unlikeliest of forms.
We always ask a man with a dog.
What time is it anyway?
Sorry, I don't mean
Sigh holder.
Sigh's a suggestion. If we actually flick the axle all the way through 180 degrees, it just means you have to buzz it off with the grinders, yeah? Flick it through 180 degrees.
Yeah.
Then what that'll allow us to do is actually drive the other way, which means reverse goes forward.
Brilliant.
Thanks to Sigh's cunning double reverse thrust plan, their automatic gearbox might not be useless after all. The brothers' only working gear is reverse, which up until now has driven their dragster backwards. But by mounting the axle upside down on their car, it'll spin the opposite way, so they'll make their reverse gear spin the wheels forwards.
The megalomaniacs are so desperate for a race, they've even lent the opposition their expert, Brian.
Let's go racing, boys. One more world and you're racing.
The business.
That has got to be the fastest axle turnover ever.
Can I have your attention, please? Tinkering time is over. Will you please make your way to the start for round two?
The moment of truth. As they line up for the second heat, will the brothers reverse gear, in reverse, drive them forwards?
Hopefully they'll be quicker now. They're both staged. Now got a light slope. Here we are. We've got a green. Yes, they're away.
Wow. Ah, I don't believe it. Dick's steaming ahead. Can he keep it up? Can he hold Daz off till the line?
Have you got him? Have you got him with a tool?
Come on!
Classic. I couldn't believe it. Dick was in the lead at the beginning, yeah, in reverse, yeah, going forward.
Forwards, yeah. Brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
On the electronic scoreboard, it's incredibly close. 11.14 seconds for the Megs, fractionally better than their previous time, and 11.49 for the brothers, just 3/10 of a second behind.
That was just so close.
You don't get much closer than that. Look at that.
No, you one gear that is reverse.
That is in reverse as well.
The Megs did really well, but they could do even better. At the start, when Daz let the clutch out, the trike bounced and didn't accelerate as fast as it could have done. Time for a tip from the top man.
He caught you snoozing there, or what? Did it just
you
stumble
were napping,
on?
Weren't you?
Get it up there on the last one. Hold it there, screaming.
I'll just, I know I can slip it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, do that.
The brothers are relieved their machine went all the way, but they've still got a problem.
We maxed out.
I know.
I don't know if you saw that.
Half track.
I know.
Okay, let's go.
We could do the shorter track.
The brothers are reaching top speed halfway down the track, with no more oomph to carry on accelerating and no higher gear to change into.
Okay, teams, this is a big one, the moment of truth. Please make your way to the start line for the beginning of round three.
Find your legs, Bob.
Oh, they're getting ready to go. This is the big one.
I think Daz is really up for a crack.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
He wants to beat his two earlier times. I think this is going to be... he'll cut the clutch on this one.
The brothers clearly get away first at the start and cross the finish line in front. But it's not a race against each other, it's a race against the clock. Only the computer can tell us who's won.
Yeah, but actually, we got a win.
Honours all round.
On the track, no one's quite sure who to congratulate.
Hi, guys.
That was good skill.
Well,
it really was.
That was good fun.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for
you. Welcome.
That was a good one. Good skill. That was good fun.
Do you know who's won?
No.
I'm just going to keep you in suspense there for a minute. Dick, Do you know who's won?
The drivers are also confused about who has actually won.
I think we should get you two together for this.
Oh, that's really... I like the drama stuff.
The brothers' time from start to finish is 11.5 seconds. But the Megs have done it in a blistering 11.2.
We won that race, and you won the last race. Yeah. I think you won overall, because you've got...
We have got the time.
Yeah, it's a time.
The megalomaniacs are the winners.
it's just...
Oh, okay. Come on, guys. You realise?
Not sure you've won.
Oh, no!
Well done, Jazz, you are the champion of Scrap Heap Challenge.
Well done, you, mate. Well done, well done.
The fat lady is singing.
Despite the downpour, spirits are high as our two gallant teams take to the podium. First, the runners-up.
Expert Andy, world-beating designer of reversing drag races. Junior brothers Captain Bobby and Major David, who scavenged to order and came up trumps. And Team Captain Dick, the man with a plan for all seasons.
But now, the unbeaten winners over three series of Scrap Heap. The magnificent megalomaniacs. Expert Brian, king on two wheels. Kev, a prince among scavenging princes. Daz, the Duke of Drag Racing. And Team Captain Nosh, the Archbishop of Bodging.
Next tonight, a masterful campaign which saw Napoleon march his army deep into Austro-Hungarian territory. It's Great Battles after the break.